This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of Five Gospel Minutes, a program of the International Gospel Hour. For several days, we've been studying about the fact that every one of us has the obligation to make our soul salvation as certain or as sure as we possibly can. And last time, I was talking about the fact that even though there are other acts of obedience, such as hearing the Word of God, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, repenting of one's sin or changing his mind about sin and devoting his life to God, confessing the name of Christ with his mouth are all prerequisite, it still remains the fact that no penitent believer is saved until he is baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins. I had studied with you last time Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, and then pointed out using 2 Timothy 2:10 that salvation is in Christ. And then we noted, just had begun to note at the close of the study, two passages would make absolutely clear that one enters Christ by being baptized. Since salvation is in Christ, no one can be saved unless he does that act of obedience by which he goes from the outside of Christ to the inside. And the Bible makes clear that that act of obedience is that of being baptized. Now, the proof of that is found in two passages of Scripture. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27 is the first one that I want to call your attention to. Here Paul says, "So then you're all sons of God." Notice carefully, to be a son of God is to be a Christian, to be born again, to be saved from one's sin by the blood of Christ, by the grace of God. So Paul is saying you're all sons of God. You have become Christians. He's writing to those members of the churches of Galatia. So then you're all sons of God through faith. And that actually, according to the Greek Testament, is the faith. That is the gospel. Men become sons of God by means of the faith, by means of the gospel, by means of the word of God, by means of the law of Christ. So then you're all sons of God through the faith in Christ Jesus. That makes clear that one is a son of God in Christ. So long as he is out of Christ, he's not a son of God, but he is a son of the devil. He is lost and in his sins, with all of the evil things he's ever done yet upon his soul. But when one comes into Christ, all of those sins are washed away. He is born again. He becomes a new creature, as we shall see in a moment, in Romans chapter 6. Paul says in verse 27 then, in explaining how one gets into Christ, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." Notice when one gets out of his car, suppose you drive up in front of the home of one of your friends, you park your car at the curb, you get out of the car, and you take, let us say, 25 steps toward the door. Now, those steps do not bring you from the outside to the inside of the house. There is one last step that you take in which you go from outside of the house to the inside. And so it is, just as there are other steps of obedience which bring us toward Christ, there is one step which brings us from outside of Christ to the inside. And that act of obedience is baptism. My friends, you can search the Bible until your hair is white with the snow of many winters and your back is bent with the passing of the years, but you will never find any statement in the Bible that indicates that you enter Christ in any way other than by being baptized into him. Let's look at the whole statement there together. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. You owe it to yourself to get your Bible right at this moment and read this with me. "So then, you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." 2 Timothy 2:10 makes clear that you're saved in Christ, not out. And we enter Christ by being baptized into him. If you're confused about this, ask the preacher where you go to read the passage which tells you that you believe into Christ. My friends, it is not there. The Bible teaches that we are baptized into Christ. I'm so glad that you've been with us today. In closing, just let me thank you for listening and plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on Five Gospel Minutes, a program of the International Gospel Hour.